Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTeo, Bobby Abad, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 7 o'clock tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Will Wade Show, LSU head basketball coach. A little bit later in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have on with us Nicholls State head baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. Always has a big banquet event in Thibodeau this time of year. Man, he's had Coach O in the past, Skip Burtman, you name it. One of Bobby's buddies, Chipper Jones. We had a nice little talk because he looks at me the first time, Bob. He says, "Man, I know you from somewhere." So I explained to him who I was, and he was like, How much Bobby tell you about what we did in Atlanta?" I said, "Enough." And he was like, "Okay, I get it."
Hey, listen, I was hanging out with Chipper Jones when a $90 million contract was like $90
million. That was big money.
That was like, what? Chipper, it was also in Buckhead.
He's here with us each and every 5 o'clock hour on Mondays, Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, man,
tonight.
Great to be here. Great to be here.
Dave, tell us a little bit about what you guys got cranked up for Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, we're going to have the Super Bowl squares. Going to have those for Super Bowl Sunday. You can start earning your square. Actually started this Saturday, but you have all the way up until Sunday to earn a square. And, of course, the sports book's going to be buzzing. It's open at 10 a.m. on weekdays, and it's going to open at 8 a.m. this Saturday and Sunday, all the way up until Sunday's kickoff.
You better get that pick from Mayberry,
one time that Seahawks-Steelers game. But Dave, boy, it seems like it's staying at 1 point.
1 point.
So that's like flip a coin.
You know what that tells you? A lot of big gamblers have not slicked that money down.
So they're still waiting.
They're waiting a little bit to see if there's a little movement. And then a lot of money's going to go in late.
So Dave, who do you like? Pat Mahomes, or you got 49ers team or what?
No, I'm a Chiefs guy. Man, I think it's going to be the Chiefs by 7.
You picked a loser. Go bet your money, and the casino get that money back in their pocket.
So Dave, right now you're telling me you give me the 49ers and 6 points?
Yeah.
Could you set the Chiefs by 7?
Yeah. Man, listen, Dave, why are you giving him that? I should be in on that bet. I'll take it.
Whoa. I guarantee you, Dave, the 49ers and 6 points, well, you might be in the minority there, but he's that confident in the Chiefs. I think Dave loves Pat Mahomes.
Listen, I do too.
Right.
And part of me would like to see Andy Reid win it.
Yes.
But we have talked about this almost from maybe a quarter of the season on. The 49ers have been the most consistent team in the NFL.
If you look at, like, top to bottom, and their number two defense. You look at the Super Bowl era. If you have a one or two defense, you won 15 times and lost 4. So Dave thinks it's going to be 5 losses. I don't know.
Dave, unless you want to make – the casino rich here, I'd keep my money in my pocket if you're picking on the Chiefs.
No, maybe there's six LSU former players on Kansas City, too.
Yeah, the big one being Tyrann Mathieu. Right. And what he's done for that defense in the secondary, man, just been a great year for Tyrann and to be there. Also a young man from Houma, Louisiana, who is on the practice squad, Elijah McGuire, getting that opportunity. He's still part of the team being on the developmental squad, but he's also on there along with Mo Claiborne, other guys from LSU, and you know, in San Francisco, they got Quan Alexander.
Well, then Tyrann's a Purple Knight, too, right?
Saint Purple Knight, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, what's the entertainment happening this weekend here?
This weekend we have the debut of the Rougarous. They're a band.
The Rougarous.
They're from Bay St. Louis. They're rock and swamp pop. They're really good guys, man. They're a great
swamp
band.
Band name, the Rougarous.
Exactly right.
All by myself.
But they played a couple times for Bike Night downstairs, and we brought them upstairs, man. They got a good following, so looking forward to it.
The
Rougarous. And also, too, we gave away a Mustang this weekend, won by Kenneth of Bay St. Louis. So a local.
What?
Yeah, man. Local.
A Mississippi guy won it. Right, man. Congratulations.
Right, guy from the hood.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Also, too, when you come here, Dave, great places to eat. Number one buffet here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And certainly the Oyster Bar and the Blue Bayou
Bayou Caddy Oyster Bar. It's the second year we've been here. It's doing gangbusters. You guys are eating there tonight.
Absolutely.
Boy, but you know, Dave, when you truly break down the Super Bowl, when you think about this, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing in the game for the first time in 50 years. They look at the 49ers. You consider the 49ers as a winning organization. You would say somewhat like the Cowgirls. As far as winning, you know, that they have a chance to win their first NFL title in 25 years. So, listen, the 49ers haven't done crap in a long time. Now, we know they went to the Super Bowl against the Ravens here in New Orleans, but they did not win against the Ravens. But they're going for their first title in 25 years. You look, playing in the game for the first time, 50 years, the Chiefs. So something has to give there. And, boy, you just look at the setting in Miami, and we're going to take advantage of this. You know, they all of a sudden a record 11th time to host the Super Bowl. Now, you know what? We have to wait till 2024, then we're going to tie it. So Miami and New Orleans, now they're going to have the record 11. We're going to have the Super Bowl here in 2024. But very significant Super Bowls, if you look at history of the NFL in Miami. We all remember, because how can the AFC compete with the NFC? How about Joe Namath? And Joe Namath at the pool, hanging out with the chicks and all that. It's like, yeah, man, what? We like 18-point underdog. We're going to win the game. No one thought. I remember my dad. I'm watching the game with him with Johnny Unitas.
Man.
Oh, the Colts are going to kick their ass.
Man, that sounds like my old man. He was like that. Well, he didn't like Joe because he had the long hair, the Fu Manchu.
And he had a long fur coat and all that. Well, not so fast. 1969, Jet 16, the Baltimore Colt 7. And then I was part of this Super Bowl. And back in 1999, the Broncos spanked the Falcons and John Elway 34-19. And obviously the Saints beating the Colts 10 years ago, 31-17. So Miami's had a lot of significant games that you can embrace, but the one thing
about them Saints Super Bowl.
Yeah. The one thing that is key, when you look at like Vince Lombardi with the trophies named after, and it's like the 100-year anniversary of the NFL, is where Vince Lombardi won his final NFL title in the second Super Bowl. I did not realize that.
That's when he got rolled off the field.
Yeah.
Barry Kramer.
That was, the great Vince Lombardi. And then, we talked about Joe Namath delivering the guarantee, but Peyton Manning and Drew Brees winning their first championship rings in Miami. So a lot of significance there. And when you look at, you got to keep up with the Joneses. I heard the stadium compared. If you went to the Super Bowl with the Saints and the Colts 10 years ago, they did a $550 million renovation.
Whoa, wow.
And now, when you think about this, they have new seats, suites, concessions, bathrooms, pedestrian bridges, tunnels, all of that. They even have a canopy now to show you how fans are getting a little spoiled. They have a canopy. Because you remember that one Super Bowl that Peyton won against the Bears? It was raining.
Yeah.
Well, now they got a canopy to protect the spectators from the sun or the rain. So you got to keep up with the Joneses, and that's what Stephen Ross did. I got to give him a lot of credit. You know why I give him a lot of credit? Because he paid for the whole damn thing. It ain't the freaking taxpayers. No state in Florida. Stephen Ross, the renovation cost more than $550 million. He paid for the whole damn thing. So all I know is I am a Stephen Ross fan and having the Super Bowl in Miami, because he let his money do the talking and then think the public had to help him out. So I respect that wholeheartedly.
Go Tigers! How about that, Dave? Yeah, you willing to shell out that money, Dave, like that?
No, man, we're good.
Hey, Dave, think about this. You have, now he's thinking in the big picture, but out of his own pocket for the public, I'm going to make the stadium better. I'm giving $550 million of my own money to make it right, to have Super Bowls in the future to come here. And no, he's not dumb, though, because they all of a sudden, they get unbelievable, like, tennis matches. That they get soccer matches like Lionel Messi. Because Miami's international. You know, you look at the city. So they'll have events there that are not just like the Super Bowl that want to be part of that stadium in Miami.
Also, Dave, too, if you're looking for a location, Mardi Gras time, get your reservations in early because a lot of times you can't find places maybe close
right,
in
man,
the city, and you can get it right
we got
here.
It, we have a King Cake giveaway on Mardi Gras Day, plus so we have Dwayne Dupsy playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Mardi Gras weekend.
We had a pretty good time Saturday night, Jay and I, with Rockin' Dupsy. We whoop-de-dooed a little bit that night.
Yeah, we were hanging out Rockin' Dupsy. He still can do the split, brother.
With the new Mardi Gras parade, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be
Mad Hatters.
This, potentially, this year and then what's going to happen in 2021 will be I'm going to go out on a limb, the best Mardi Gras parade in Jefferson Parish. I'm just telling you. When all said and done, watch how this is going to grow. And because it's all the Jefferson Parish, Orleans, Jefferson Parish, we're all the same people. So we want Mardi Gras to succeed. So, Louisiana Dental and Dr. Joey, what he's doing, is done.
And you're the Grand Marshal, Bobby.
The Grand Marshal. And I'm going to tell you what, I might not act like an official Grand Marshal.
So I'm on there just to help, in case something bad happens. You know, we'll lose both of us.
I might get a little out of line. I might get a little out of line, but I will not do enough to get arrested.
You just tie a nice knot on that rope holding him in.
Yeah. No, we're going to have a great time.
Can I get that on paper about that non-arrest? All right.
It is a family event, and I'll be respectful.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Yep. Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We appreciate it. Come on down, Super Bowl Sunday. Got a lot of things happening here at the Slipper. We'll be back with more. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike to tell you, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. If you had to start an NFL team from scratch today, who would you pick at quarterback? Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, or Lamar Jackson? You can give us a call at 504-260-1870 or text us at 870-870. If it was up to me, I would take Mahomes.
To me, that's not even a question. Yeah. I would say one, Pat Mahomes, and then I would go with Russell Wilson and Lamar. Look, Lamar.
And some people might throw Deshaun Watson in there.
Yeah, but still, I like Pat Mahomes and Russell Wilson. I like the skins he has.
I think those are the one-twos, yeah. Everybody would have different opinion because Russell's got a little bit more experience and actually has a Super Bowl title and should have two had they run – Marshawn, instead of trying to throw the football.
Well, and if everybody you look at that opinion poll, if you want to be on the Pat Mahomes bandwagon, then he got to win a Super Bowl. And he's going against a top-notch defense in the 49ers. And if he has an unbelievable game, I think that's going to be on his resume considering who's going to be witnessing that. And
who you played against.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 49ers. The difference.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But Russell Wilson is carried kind of as of late. You look at that Seahawks team. Lamar Jackson, I still take the approach. It's unbelievable what he could do with his feet, but is that a decade quarterback? Can you stay healthy for a decade plus? With the rule changes.
But I do think with the
rules, he might be able to.
It helps him.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. Even Pat Mahomes, when he's running at times, he knows they're not trying to knock the crap out of him.
The same thing with Deshaun.
Yeah,
with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that's very favorable going forward, that type of style playing quarterback. But with Pat Mahomes, how he can spin it and how he can flick it and how he handles adversity and the team leader that he is, that's why I think people are on the Chiefs bandwagon versus him or Jimmy Garoppolo. But all I know is what I was impressed with, and I wasn't impressed until this game. that he kept pace with Drew Brees. And you talk about a Hall of Famer. They came to the Mercedes-Benz
Superdome.
None of
us thought it would be a shootout.
No, we scored,
none of us thought that would happen.
But we scored 46 points. I think the Saints are going to win by double digits, but not so fast. It was 48-46. So that's why I'm not necessarily anti Jimmy G, because I know
the Rams game too late. Two times they had him third and 16, and he converted.
And he converted. So
that was impressive.
And you might say, well, when he's throwing, barely throwing in the playoffs, it's all about winning the
game. All I want to do is win.
No, and Coach Shanahan knows that. Who's arguably? You look at Kelce with the Chiefs, but who's arguably the number one tight end?
It's George Kittle.
What, George? Mike, in the NFC Championship game, I don't think they threw a pass to the third quarter. Are they keeping that in their back pocket?
But they a run-oriented team. You can see they built around. And why get away from that?
Right.
They got some idiot reporter ask them, why did you run the football 47 times and only throw it?
Because they couldn't stop it.
Because they couldn't stop the run.
How about that?
Come on. Sometimes I wonder a little bit about the mentality there, but whatever. Well, we're going to go to Reggie D in the ninth ward. Yeah, Reggie D, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, first and foremost, I'd like to say hello to Bobby Hebert. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks. You know, the Michigan Panthers, throwing to Anthony Carter. You know, played for South LaFleur, the cutoff, the Cajun cannon. His son is a T-Bob with the Cajun snapper. But let me get to the point that I'm about to tell you right now. Let me get to the point. Kobe Bryant, Bobby, you my dog, bro. I'm doing an interview with you right now, so I'm going to be a general manager at your restaurant. First of all, Kobe is not a city in Japanese. Kobe is a steak. Kobe beef. His daddy is Jumpin' Joe Jellybean Bryant. And he used to have to go to the steakhouse. And Kobe is not a city in Japanese. Kobe is a steakhouse. And no, I got to tell Bobby that. Don't say it's a city.
The Kobe steakhouse came from Kobe, Japan, Kobe beef. Okay, I'm gonna correct you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Kobe steakhouse is from Kobe, Japan, Kobe beef. I'm just telling you. I did enough research on this, and I know where his dad – come on, Jelly? Jelly Bean? I know where he got the
Hello.
Name from. I mean, listen.
Hello, that's why he named his son Kobe, because he usually liked the steaks. So let me allude to this. And I got to tell you this, Bobby. You are my favorite quarterbacks, because you was a Cajun cannon, bro. You used to throw to Eric Martin. You used to hand out to Dalton Hilliard and Reuben Mays. Knock it off, bro. You my dog. Ricky Jackson, you had the whole defense. You had everything. I got to say something, Bobby. Listen to me and listen to me carefully.
I'm listening.
Kansas City Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl. You know why? They got the best player. Not the best team. They got the best player. And Patrick Mahomes.
I agree with that.
Going to turn the Chiefs on the 49ers. See, the 49ers never faced a quarterback that could run like Mahomes. Now I'm going to turn the radio up so I can listen to your comment.
Well, the only thing, I always go with the best team over the best player, and considering they were the top two defense and they're all healthy right now, Kwon Alexander having all hands on deck, D Ford.
I'm
just telling you.
My lying eyes don't tell me
anything
different.
I think Pat Mahomes is a stud, and it could be a miracle maker, but I just think the 49ers team in all phases is better than the Chiefs team.
I want to see how the Chiefs stop the run.
Exactly.
I want to see how they do it.
Exactly. I was watching a damn game early this year. It might have been Sunday night or Monday night. Y'all can help me out. Who that nation? It was against the Colts. The Chiefs knew they were going to run. Mike, remember the Colts? I mean, they might have ran 10, 11, 12 plays in a row. And they couldn't stop them. Now, I know that was a long time ago, and it could be a two and a half months, and things change. But all I know is that's still in their DNA. That's still in their DNA, and they got humbled. Now, with that being said, the Chiefs could be like, damn it, they are not going to run the ball against us. They are not going to run the ball.
So then I let Jimmy throw it.
Then, Jimmy G, you do those bootlegs and play action and all of a sudden you're overly aggressive as linebackers, the drag routes and all that. Now, I can tell you this. If Jimmy G does not have success, the 49ers aren't going to win. But if Jimmy Garoppolo has success, they'll beat the Chiefs. Now, listen, Pat Mahomes could be great. If Jimmy G is very good, they'll win. He can't be like doing in the pants. He can't be like all freaked out.
Man, all I know is
if Jimmy Garoppolo plays very good, they're going to win.
If they run
even if Pat Mahomes plays great.
If they run the football even close to what they've done come playoff time, the 49ers are going to win that. We're going to go to Debbie in Madisonville. Debbie, you're in the huddle
people
with Bobby
like
and Mike.
Fantasy football. Oh, Pat Mahomes. Oh, yeah. I love Pat Mahomes, too. I love fantasy football.
Oh, Debbie, you got cut into a little bit, but that's all right.
Oh, my God. Come on. You know, I respect the two of you. I moved here a year ago from Kansas City, and I have been a longtime Chiefs fan. But, my God, come on, guys. Give the Kansas City Chiefs a chance. We're going to all watch it. We're going to all watch them win, and we're going to be yelling at both of you because it's going to be a great game.
I agree with that.
It's been 50 years.
And, you know, the crazy thing about the Chiefs is they have three coaches on that staff that for the last, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 years – have come to Louisiana every summer to Thibodaux, Louisiana at Nichols State and help coach at the Louisiana line camp. Their defensive line coach, Britt Reed, their outside linebacker coach, and also Kryn Denon, their strength and conditioning coach. Every year for the last 7 or 8, I'd have to check with Coach Rod exactly, but they have come down to Thibodaux to help coach high school players. And, man, I respect that. You know, they taking time out of their schedule. They ain't getting paid a lot of money to do it. But I just think the 49ers are better
football
team.
From a sentimental aspect, how can you not cheer for Andy Reid? I mean, who hates Andy Reid? If you hate Andy Reid, come on. Well, what's wrong with you? I mean, you got to look in the mirror. Andy Reid is like your uncle that you love or your grandpa or your dad. I mean, Andy Reid is awesome. All the skins he has on the wall. So, listen, that's one reason I would not have a problem if Andy Reid and the Chiefs won. But I just think overall the team, the 49ers, have a better roster than Kansas City.
We'll watch. We'll have fun. But you two, I want you to eat some crow on Monday.
All right.
Okay, I'll be listening.
Thank you, Deb. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess. And Nichols State head baseball coach Seth Thibodaux right after this break.
Well,
the Big 870. What you got?
It's like 1 point flip a coin, so it really
– It's a pick'em game.
Yeah, a pick'em game, so.
We'll be back with more right here on the Big 870. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're waiting to get in touch with Seth Thibodaux, the baseball coach at Nichols State University. He has his first pitch banquet coming up this coming Friday. And his guest will be Buck Showalter, a 20-year managerial career, three-time American League Manager of the Year, over 1,500 major league wins, Bobby. So Buck's got a few skins on the wall, so to speak, and he'll be in Thibodaux, and we'll get Coach Seth on in just a few minutes to talk all about it. In years past, we've talked about it. Chipper Jones has been there. Coach O has been a guest speaker there, so we've had some great guest speakers in Thibodaux for the banquet.
Now, Mike, did you watch the Pro Bowl yesterday?
I watched a little of it.
I actually watched more than I've watched in the previous years. Simply because there were so many Saints players involved. The franchise record, 10 Saints were in uniform. They could have had an 11th if Lattimore would have decided to play, but he had an injury. It wasn't the highest with 10 players. The total for any team with the Ravens, you look at their successful season, they had a league high 11 players on the AFC roster. So when you truly look at, like, significant players, maybe that's why they played a game. It should have been a Ravens-Saints Super Bowl as far as all-stars, but not so fast. I think the 49ers deservingly so, and the Kansas City Chiefs were there at. It was kind of an entertaining game overall when I look at it, 38-33. I thought this is interesting. Extended the AFC streak to 3-0 since the NFL changed the format back to the AFC versus NFC instead of picking all-stars. And then you look at the Pro Bowl offensive MVP was quarterback Lamar Jackson, deservingly so. If you look at the significance that he had, he threw for 185 yards, had a couple of touchdowns. And then you look at defensive MVP was Jacksonville defensive lineman Calais Campbell. So I thought overall the game was very entertaining. I thought the Saints players that you are familiar with, besides, if you look at Alvin Kamara, but skilled players that we count on, I thought Drew Brees looked as young as ever. I mean, the ball was coming out, looked like a regular season game. He was 4 of 7 for 95 yards and a touchdown to Michael Thomas. Look at Thomas, he ended up catching 5 balls for 92 yards and ended up getting a touchdown. Look at Jerry Cook, 3 passes for 84 yards. He had that long reception for 45 yards. So the Saints were well represented, I should say, when you look at the Super Bowl, when all was said and done. So the bottom line, I had a keen interest simply because all the number of Saints players that were involved in Orlando. But for some reason, I just would rather the Pro Bowl, I should say, be in Hawaii versus Orlando. Now, the weather did cooperate somewhat. But I'm just looking at the Pro Bowl. It just seems like it's a better destination when it's in Honolulu versus Orlando.
I know you liked it when it was.
Yeah, well, when I went that year because it's just different. You feel like more exotic, like you're going now because you can go to Disney World, Disneyland. You could be in Orlando, the proximity of that, or you could be in Los Angeles and Disneyland, or they have different Disneys. Around the world when you look at, and even in Paris and France and, where was it? They just shut down a Disneyland or some, was it in China or somewhere because of the coronavirus and obviously spreading all that. Now I'm giving you a medical update.
Yeah, medical update all over the
world. No, but it's just more significant. It just seems like it was meaningful when you went to Hawaii for a Pro Bowl. But I guess the bidding process and Disney and ABC and all that.
There's a lot of tie-in because of Disney and ABC.
They end up outbidding Honolulu to host that game.
We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870. We're finishing it up here on hour number two of the second guest show. We're going to go to Greg in Mandeville. Greg, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Greg's gone, but we do have Ernie in New Orleans.
Ernie in New Orleans. Ernie, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because we've got all kinds of interesting things that are really perfect.
Ernie.
Hello.
Ernie, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. All right, so I'm an executive chef, and I was calling to talk to you about the Kobe beef situation that was going on earlier. So you're right, Bobby. Kobe beef.
The whole thing was like, and I've read a couple of articles, how did Kobe's name come about? And because of Kobe Japan, and we all heard of Kobe beef, and then this gentleman saying Kobe Steakhouse in the United States, whatever, so... I'm just telling you, Kobe being international, when he was a young boy in Italy and all that, he could speak Italian. I'm sure he was exposed to a lot. And the articles that I read, this Associated Press, and that he was named after Kobe Japan, the city.
Right. And so you've heard of Wagyu beef, right, Bobby?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so Wagyu is the type of cow that is the Kobe beef. So, an American cow is a black Angus. But in Japan, they have Wagyu cows. So the Wagyu cows that are from Kobe, Japan, is called Kobe beef. But there's also Wagyu that's not from Kobe, that's just called Wagyu. So, but you're right. The other caller was wrong about the steakhouse. He's definitely named after Kobe, Japan, the cow from Kobe, Japan.
Well, the thing is, and the quality, like, God, where was this at? I'm trying to think of the restaurant now on Canal Street. I want to say it's a French Vietnamese restaurant. I'm having a brain fart. I cannot remember this. And all of a sudden, what is the quality? It sounds like you know a little bit about this, like a Kobe beef hamburger. God, I can't believe I can't remember this restaurant's name.
It's really good. So,
what he's saying is, it's a really good burger.
Now, does it depend on like what the cow is fed, as far as the type of grass, or
it does.
It does.
Each
that I know a little bit
cow,
about cattle.
Each cow has its own handler. So, like in our restaurant, when we actually buy the real Wagyu from Japan, you'll get a certificate signed by the actual handler because each cow is fed by one person who massages the cow all day long. That's why those cows are marbled so much better than any other cow. And they also cost, it's like $70 a pound on the wholesale side. It's really expensive beef. Best in the world.
Best in the world. You talk about the quality meat because the special care and attention that they get, that speaks for itself. It seems like. You said it's not just the masses. They're getting that one-on-one care, like you said.
Should we need that for our tennis players, Bobby, so we can have one-on-one attention? Maybe they'll be even better.
That's right.
Hey, Bobby, you don't like that. You had one person take care of you the entire
time. Somebody text
man.
Me. God, I cannot go to this restaurant. I don't know why. I'm like short-term memory. Why cannot remember this restaurant?
That's why I told nobody to hit
you.
It's a
Vietnamese-French restaurant on Canal Street. It's awesome. If you want to go for quality food, I'm telling you, go to this place. God, I go to this place. I can't tell you the name. We got it up there.
Cafe Men.
Yes.
There you go.
How can I not
remember
go. That?
There you go. Cafe Men.
Yes. I'm telling you, one of the best restaurants in New Orleans, quality food.
All righty, Bobby. You finally remembered after I told you.
That's where I ate a Kobe beef hamburger one time. It was awesome.
Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guests. And Bobby's old coach, June Jones, will be joining us in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll be back right after this news break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.